Your micro.
No, so sorry. I have another unmute switch at my mic on my mic. Now it should work. So good morning to everybody. And thank you, Mr. Chair, for your introduction. Indeed, the question we're at now is, should we try to further examine and discuss the wording of Article 1, Paragraph 1, or should we conclude that we want to achieve different goals? And that's why discussing further the wording would probably not help us. Just to clarify again, the purpose of the wording of Article 1, Paragraph 1, as we have it in document 2021/3, is to define the scope of application of the URL as an agreement that applies to inter-regional transports of goods. So it's not like the CMR that you define, that you make the URL applicable for transports between states, but you make it applicable for transports between regions, and the two regions are the territory where CIM applies on the one hand and the territory where SMGS applies on the other hand. And that limitation, you could say, to transports between regions only, that's set out in number 3. Because number 3 says, or the condition set out in number 3 of Article 1, Paragraph 1 means that neither CIM nor SMGS is applicable. And now if you look at the CIM rules, you will find that CIM is not applicable if the place of destination is outside the territory of CIM. So it may be worded in a bit complicated manner, but what it actually does, that number 3 is to highlight the character of the URL as an interface law, which is supposed to fill a gap. The gap that emerges because for certain transports, for transports between a CIM region and an SMGS region, neither CIM nor SMGS apply. Of course, we could think about simplifying that wording, trying to make it more clear. That could, on the other hand, mean that this character is then less visible. I mean, in order to do that redrafting, we would probably also need the advice from maybe the legal department. I'm not so sure. It's a fundamental provision, so we would also need to think about that carefully. And we should not do this now in a hurry, in view of the elapsing negotiating time. But what's more, we just heard it again from the Russian delegation that they want to create a uniform railway law which applies to any transport between states. While the current URL and the whole concept of the URL is to cover only inter-regional transports in the meaning which I described. So this divergence of views cannot be remedied by adjusting the wording of Article 1, Paragraph 1. So we think that it's not useful to discuss the wording again. I think we should conclude that we have different views on the character of a uniform railway law. So what we should do in the first place today, and then of course tomorrow, is to think about how to report our outcome to the parent body, to SE2, and what conclusions we can draw from our work. I mean, we achieved something. It's not that we achieved nothing, we achieved something. That should be the focus, I think. But I don't think it makes sense to continue discussing specific wording. Thank you, Mr. Chair.